Blog Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio. House of Harley Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio. This is your boy Shay Harley coming to you live. We are at the South Carolina State Rally to Saving South Carolina State University. We are here live. We're going to be getting some thoughts and comments about what's going on with South Carolina State University. They're trying to close the joint down, y'all. 119 years of history. This is not just black history, but this is just history, period. So tune in. Check this out. House of Harley Talk Radio. We will be live, ready to go. HOH report, reporting, baby. House of Harley Talk Radio. Let's go.
Night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. Lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Who the is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shit, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Saw that Drake, you gotta chill. I be on my little mouse drill. Saw that rap to pay your bills. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bills. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico Basin, putting work in on the phone. Either that or drive the money mark to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works, and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch it, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my oh lord, got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we can really get it, we can go for it. I'm just here for the Bucks and the Billies. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this, they like go for it. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, you already wrote for us. Damn, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounding like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready.
House of Harley.
I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he would come into the house to get me. He ain't show. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you, then do it for myself. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on the rail. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Real quick. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on the rail. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Real quick.
Harley Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
of Harley.
Talk Radio. We're back live. We are at the South Carolina State University. We are trying to save South Carolina State University. This is a rally. It's definitely a cold day, and there are a good number of people that are out here. You see people from that's wearing different South Carolina State paraphernalia, leather jackets, South Carolina State colors. People that are wearing fraternity colors, they are all out here in support of saving South Carolina State. If you come to the State House, you will see that there is the South Carolina State University. They are holding up a sign that says Bulldog Pride. We will never give up. We will never, ever give up. This is historical. This is a, if you ask me, there should be more people coming out here right now. It shouldn't be just people from South Carolina State. It should be all people. Anytime you're shutting down something that's such historical in not only just South Carolina State history, state of South Carolina history, but just history of our United States of America, this is historical. This is a moment that we do not want to see. And you have a lot of people that have their opinions, like, how did it get to this point? You have a lot of people that are upset and don't understand why this is occurring, why this is happening. And right now, we're just looking for answers. If you want to call me, if you want to speak to me, you can call 347-884-9373. I'll be getting different comments from different people about what's going on with South Carolina State shortly. But it's definitely beautiful to see all the support out here. House of Harley Talk Radio is brought to you by LadySusQFashions.com. If you want to get your latest fashion wear, church wear, evening wear, tuxedos, dresses, church hats, you go to LadySusQFashions.com and check them out. So we will also be having a show this Wednesday focusing on the issue that's going on with South Carolina State University. We'll be having people from different viewpoints. We'll be having special guests. And this will be your opportunity to show your support or show your that you're not supporting the school and that it is the right decision to shut it down for a year. And many have asked, does shutting down South Carolina State University down for a year, what will that cause? Will they be able to rebound from it? Will they be able to? Those are many questions that we continue to ask as we search to find answers. And is this something that's going to happen? Are we going to allow it to happen? What do we need to do to keep South Carolina State running, or is it too late? So I, for one, I can go ahead and say that I did not graduate from South Carolina State. However, I did go to South Carolina State. I went there for a year and a half. From the, let's say, the winter, the fall season of 96 to, I believe, the winter season or spring season of 98. I transferred to University of South Carolina, where I got my degree at University of South Carolina. So this is definitely monumental here. And, you know, the thing that, you know, that touches me with South Carolina State is because South Carolina State University gave me a chance at education. When University of South Carolina or Clemson or any of the big-name schools didn't give me a chance because of my SAT scores, you know, I was given a chance to go to a university and then eventually graduate not from South Carolina State, but I was able to get my grades up, and I decided to transfer. And where I furthered my career at University of South Carolina, which a lot of people did. So we're here live. I got my kids here too. So they got the day off of school, and they out here working with their dad. So say hi, Samara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you enjoying your day off from school?
Yes.
Okay. Say hi, Zion.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Are you enjoying your day off from school?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
All right, let's get it going. So, they have, like I said, you have a lot of people out here supporting the school, and it's definitely a beautiful thing. Right now, you have a lot of cameras set up, a lot of people out here, and I'm going to be talking to some of these people to get their thoughts and views on how they feel, what's going on with South Carolina State University. If you want to call me and talk to me and speak to me about your viewpoints, you call me at 347-884-9373, okay? And so, like I said, you have a lot of people out here that are repeating people. Some people probably came out of state, and they are here in support. And also, I wanted to add, my brother's history, the reason why South Carolina State means so much to me is that my brothers, when I was in high school, they would take me to South Carolina State. And around the time that they were going, there was so much unity here, there. And, you know, you could not find yourself, you know, not going through Orangeburg at any, like, when there's homecoming, there was anything going on, shows or anything, people would come from near and far to go through Orangeburg. And it was so much camaraderie, and togetherness on the campus. It was like South Carolina State, when my brothers introduced me there, because my brothers are both GAC graduates. You know, my brother graduated. He's one of the top decorated ROTC cadets there. And he is now a lieutenant colonel, and he served in he's continuing to serve in our United States Army. You have a lot of the ROTC department is paramount there. A lot of ROTC cadets went on and became officers and served in the United States Army, and some have cohabitated with other universities where they took classes at South Carolina State and did ROTC at other universities like USC. So that opened up an opportunity for people to be in other branches of the military. So this is definitely monumental. And this is definitely something that is moving to me because South Carolina State was a part of making me the man that I am today. So we're going to be going on. We're going to be talking to some individuals here to get their viewpoints about South Carolina State. And I don't know if you can probably hear all the background music going on, but there is a lot of people out here, and hopefully more. If you're taking a lunch break, come on out here. Just drive by and park. You shouldn't get a ticket. You shouldn't get a ticket today because it's a holiday. So, come on out. House of Harley Talk Radio. I'll just let y'all listen in as I go walk around and try to get some interviews and speak to some of the people that's out here.
Prayer, and Reverend Susan Hinton will bring for you this morning.
Reach out and touch someone. Father God, here we are. We ask you, Lord God, pour out your spirit upon us in this moment. You know our purpose, and you know our will. And we pray, Lord God, that our will and your will line up together as we lean on you and trust you for this occasion. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Hinton. We have a list of folks that will come before you today to make remarks to put an exclamation mark on why we're here and what this university has meant to this state and this nation and the world throughout his tenure. First, you will hear from Ms. Quetta Johnson, who is a social work senior from South Carolina State University.
Excuse me. Can you get this stick out of your head?
Dog.
You got a stick.
I said, good afternoon.
I want you to lose cool points.
As you said, my name is Shaquetta Johnson. I'm from St. Stephen, South Carolina, the Berkeley County area, if you know anything about it. I am a senior social work major at South Carolina State University. South Carolina State has helped to develop a great system of interpersonal, intellectual competence through rigorous coursework and extracurricular activities. Joining organizations like the Social Work Club and the National Association of Black Social Workers has given me just enough courage I need to promote social injustice. Because of my social work curriculum, I am able to service the community through my internship at the Orangeburg County Sheriff's Office. I render services to victims of domestic violence. This opportunity has been my driving force to eradicate domestic violence here in South Carolina. Here is where I found my passion and purpose for life. Like many of you, I have had the opportunity to travel nationally and internationally. This March, I have been selected to attend the National Association of Black Social Workers 47th Conference held in Chicago, Illinois. You can clap. That's a great opportunity. Upon my graduation, with the push and motivation from professors, mentors, and advisors, I have qualified to apply for the University of South Carolina, North Carolina University, the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, I'm sorry, and the Winthrop University, where I will be studying social work. I believe it is imperative to offer other students the same opportunity I have been. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. God bless.
Next, we will hear from Mr. Aaron Russell, Student Government Association President.
How's everybody doing today? I just wanted to take this opportunity to give a short testimony about, you know, what South Carolina State has done for me. I wanted to get away from home. I'm originally from Tampa, Florida. That's where I came to South Carolina State from. And since that point, South Carolina State University has been my home away from home. When I got to the campus, I was welcomed with open arms. I met new friends, encouraging, you know, faculty and staff. And overall, it kind of, you know, it warmed my heart a little bit, especially being from so far away. South Carolina State University is important to me because had it not been for this university, I might not be in college at all. As most of you know, we are ranked number one for social mobility. And basically what that means, you know, if we want to address, you know, our graduation rate. Social mobility means that you can take an individual from any place, any circumstance, any neighborhood, and get them from point A to point B. We don't give up. We don't believe in not meant for college. We don't believe in, not intelligent enough. Everybody is intelligent enough if you give them a chance. I told myself I wasn't going to be long. But I just really wanted to take this time to say that this is not only about South Carolina State University. This is a national topic. This is about the plight of HBCUs across the country. South Carolina State University situation is just an ongoing example, or one of the examples of the numerous examples going on across the state. Not the state, I apologize, the nation. At this time, I think we need to stand together, band together, and, you know, remind people of the importance of the historically black college. And, you know, we need to have the conversation about Plessy versus Ferguson and separate but equal. And the fact that, you know, historically we continue to be underfunded. We weren't given the same attention. And these are things we can't ignore, especially at the situation at the point we're in now. We can't neglect the fact, you know, how we got here and who was responsible for what we got here. So with that being said, go Bulldogs, go SC State. Thank you very much.
Let me, it's a little difficult introducing the next person, someone that we all know from his very good writing skills and speaking skills, AMEA from Charleston, South Carolina. He is the presiding elder of the Buford District of the AME Church, a member of the Margin 101, and a bad preacher, Reverend Joe Garvey.
Good afternoon. There are some people in South Carolina who thought that it would be a cold day for black folk to stand up for South Carolina State. It's a cold day, y'all. Scripture in my faith tradition says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. In keeping with the words of that scripture, please allow me a few minutes to share a little truth and to make a few suggestions. Truth begins with the fact that South Carolina actually has two land-grant colleges, originally designated to promote agricultural research and mechanical arts. Clemson University was founded through the first Morrill Land-Grant Act of 1862. South Carolina State University was established in the second Morrill Land Grant Act of 1890. That act came about because it required the former Confederate states that had land grant colleges to either open them to all students or to establish separate institutions for black students. First Morrill Act gave states both land and money for the colleges. Second Morrill Act granted money only in limited amounts to black colleges. Truth is that South Carolina State University's initial funding was separate and unequal. The South Carolina State has never been funded at the same level as our state's other public colleges and universities. Morrill Acts also encouraged states to match federal funds with dollar-to-dollar state funds. 2013 study by the Association of Public and Land Grant Universities shows that while our state has provided matching dollar-to-dollar funds for Clemson, it has not provided the same funding for South Carolina State. What that means in real terms is that between 2010 and 2012, South Carolina State was underfunded by over $6 million matching dollars, not counting other possible state appropriations. Truth is that when I entered South Carolina State and was a member of the Garnet and Blue Marching 101 in the fall of 69, the university was underfunded and struggling, but the faculty was committed to excellence, and the university was still a beacon of light for students who wanted to advance themselves and was still a crucible for progressive action. Truth is that South Carolina, state of South Carolina, has a sad and sorry history of only giving South Carolina state enough to get by. We need to say loud and clear that we are tired of just getting by. South Carolina State deserves equal treatment with every state institution of higher learning because those students who make their way through South Carolina State are not lazy, are not dumb, and are not seeking handouts. They're just pursuing a higher education that affirms the words of the late, great James Brown. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Much has also been said about the fact that South Carolina State University's graduation rate is 14%. Truth, however, lies in the United States Department of Education's 2013 Digest of Educational Statistics. Those statistics show that the four-year graduation rate for African American students at all colleges and universities in the United States averages 17%. The six-year annual graduation for black students is actually 36% nationally, the same as South Carolina State's six-year graduation. By that measure, the truth is that South Carolina State is on par with most colleges and universities in our nation, predominantly black and predominantly white. The South Carolina State University has been treated like the proverbial stepchild, but has actually performed as well as other institutions of higher education in producing African-American graduates. The truth does not end there. Truth also extends to many of us who are here today and to many alumni and supporters of South Carolina State. House Ways and Means Higher Education Subcommittee's arrogant, ignorant, ill-advised, inflammatory, and outrageous recommendations to close the university for a couple of years, an action that further damaged the school already, but actually killed the university, has a positive side, means consulting recommendation not in the spot got us here. And I'm glad we're here. That's all right. First came there to know March when the movement started to throw that flag that half university and those of us who see media reports of problems at state and done nothing thus far but shake our heads and move on. That recommendation got us here. And the truth is that those of us who are here ought to take action when we leave here. Rally is a good thing. A little bit of work is needed too. We ought to say that the time is out for alumni and friends of South Carolina State to ignore self-serving people in positions of governance who make the South Carolina State their political or financial playground. Time is out for us to read about the financial and legal woes of South Carolina State and do nothing to call those who set policy for the university into account. We need to stand by and support the committed faculty and dedicated students who do their best to build upon South Carolina State's powerful legacy of excellence and progress, and only with our voices, but also with our dollars and our checkbooks, so that we can build up an endowment for South Carolina State that rivals the endowment of other state institutions of higher learning. We just can't party hardy outside the stadium and tailgate at football games. We have to give our time, our energy, our voices, our resources to the fight for the well-being of South Carolina State every day. I'm glad that we're here today, but we can't just rally and go home. We have to stay on the case. Demand that our governor and that some of our legislators do more than use South Carolina State as a political football to be kicked around for political gain. And let me be frank with the rest of the truth. Truth is that some reasonable and well-intended people in our state Senate are actually already working on reasonable solutions to fix what's wrong with South Carolina State University. Some responsible voices in the House of Representatives are doing that as well. Many of those in the House think they can do as they please because few supporters of South Carolina State live in their House district. You know, the truth is, we gave them the right to feel that way in the last general election. Of the roughly 900,000 registered black voters in South Carolina, only 300,000 went to the polls this past November. We have to get busy. We have to get the vote out next time around. We have to send some mean-spirited, self-serving elected officials home in 2016. Because I don't care where you live, no legislative seat is a safe seat if people who stand up for unity and progress get out and vote. Three of the four members of that subcommittee on higher education unknowingly picked a good time to make a bad proposal. They did it in the midst of Black History Month, when we celebrate people like Benjamin Elijah Mays, Congressman James B. Clyde, Federal Judge Matthew Perry, State Supreme Court Justice Ernest Finney, people like State Representative Juanita Gargis, retired Major General Abraham Turner, National Football League greats Donnie Shell and Harry Carson, all graduates of South Carolina State University. Three of the four members of that subcommittee made a bad proposal on the week after we remembered Henry Smith, William Hammond, Delano Middleton, who were murdered by members of our state's highway patrol on February 8, 1968, during the fight for human and civil rights. Another scripture of my faith tradition says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So this is the day when people of goodwill, regardless of skin color, regardless of political party, need to stand up, draw a line in the sand, and tell anybody who would mess over South Carolina State, we don't like it, we won't stand for it, we won't back up, and we won't turn around. This is the day. Those of us who love South Carolina State University should resolve to stand by the institution, students and faculty, so that they'll know that they don't fight alone, that we have their backs, that the bulldog spirit still lives. This is the day to let those who think that they can arbitrarily mess over a venerable institution, let them know that this is not Jim Crow South Carolina 50 years ago, that even in the year 2015, the old saying of my ancestors in the faith is true. God still has all power, and the Lord does not like us. This is the day for us to resolve to stabilize South Carolina State, to send those of the Confederacy of the Mind home on Election Day in 2016 to see that freedom and justice roll on like rivers in our state. So let's stay on the case. Let's make a difference. Let's see that South Carolina State is alive, well, on task, and faithful to her mission. Let's do so affirming the words of James Weldon Johnson, facing the rising sun of a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. And let us also affirm the words that are dear to anyone who loves South Carolina State. Hail, hail, dear alma mater. Hail, hail, dear STC. We'll defend and honor, love and cherish thee. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Reverend Darby. We will now hear from Mr. Derek Green, Vice President of the National Alumni Association.
Good afternoon, Loyal Bulldogs. I'm here today to thank the NAACP on behalf of the National Alumni Association. I'm the first Vice President. Our President, Bernard Brown, cannot be with us today. Valerie Lott is our second Vice President. And we stand behind South Carolina State University 100%. There is no way we're going to sit back, take a back seat, and allow our institution to be closed. I'm a proud graduate of South Carolina State University, and I represent thousands of proud graduates of South Carolina State University. The mistake was made, like Reverend Elders just stated, when they think we don't know our history, we don't know what time it is, we don't know what goes on in the back room, deal making and so forth. Every program that is accredited, able to be accredited at South Carolina State University is accredited. Okay? Everyone. How many universities can say that? President of the SGA stated, we are number one in social mobility. I come from a small rural country town in Winsburg, South Carolina. I've been all over the United States and internationally representing South Carolina State University, and I'm proud to wear the name I own. I could have gone to other universities, but I chose South Carolina State. I am proud of South Carolina State, and I would die for South Carolina State. They say we don't have a plan. You've given us a plan. The funds that you're going to offer to send the students from South Carolina State with a 2.5 or greater to other institutions, give it to the students that are there now. Let them continue to matriculate through South Carolina State University. Offer the funds to graduating seniors to come in and pay for their four-year education. Offer it to the graduate technical schools to transfer in to finish their four-year education. That's a plan. Okay? We all here are taxpayers, and we have voices, and we represent as well. I know today that standing for what's right is not always in the majority, but in the end, only what's right will stand. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. All alumni, please go online. Join the National Alumni Association so your voice can be heard, so we can represent and show that you stand for South Carolina State University. Don't stop there. Donate whatever you can. There is no amount too small or too great. We take it all. We will cherish it. We will be good stewards of it. We will matriculate it to the students that need it so that they, too, can graduate. And other alumni, send your sons and daughters, your nieces, your nephews. We have to stand up. I'm not telling you to do something I wouldn't do. I graduated. I have sisters I sent to South Carolina State that graduated. My daughter just graduated. My son is a senior. I'm here. You need to do the same. If we all do that, we will stand. We will be victorious. This is a national issue. If they close South Carolina State University, next thing you will see other states closing black HBCUs. And we will not allow that to happen on my watch. Thank you.
Let me ask three individuals to come forward. One of them will speak, Representative Joe Neal. We will also have Representative Lonnie Holsey, as well as Representative Bill Clyde. Tomorrow, Ways and Means Committee meets tomorrow. Yeah. These are three of the votes that will be there tomorrow that I assure you will vote the right way. Come forward, Representative Joe Neal.
Good afternoon. I stand here with my colleagues, Representative Bill Clyburn, Representative Posey. We stand here as members of the Ways and Means Committee. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, the committee will meet to consider the proviso that you are all here and concerned about. I want to make sure that you understand two things. First, that the three of us intend to fight to kill the proviso. And that, two, we need you to show your support. We need you to be in the committee room. We need you in the galleries. We need you to express your opinion and presence as forcefully as you can. Sometimes it's necessary to let folk know where you stand. Am I right about it? The time has come for you and I and everybody else that loves South Carolina State to stand up, be heard, and to let folk know where we stand. If I'm right, say amen. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to know that we'll be meeting in the block building on the fifth floor. I think it's 524. Be there early. Don't come late because you can't get in. Come on time. It meets at 10 o'clock. Okay, so you need to be there early to get a seat. If you can't get a seat, stand in the hallway, okay? We ask you to be respectful. We ask you to be present and to let folk know that you're there in support of South Carolina State University. Last thing I want to ask you to do, I want to ask you to understand that the time has come for us as a community, as a state, and as a people to really understand that we can't rest with state government as the overriding support for South Carolina State. The time has come for us to step up and take care of our own. I'm asking you and myself and everyone else who cares about South Carolina State, who cares about historically black colleges and universities, to step up your game. We need to support these schools financially so they don't have to depend on a legislature that doesn't want to fund them. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You know, we talk a good game sometimes, but the time has come now to put up or what? It's time to put up or shut up. It's time for us to dig deep in our pockets, contribute to SC State, Benedict College, to all these historically black colleges and universities around South Carolina who are struggling right now. All of them are struggling. And I want to tell you one of the reasons why. A year or so ago, we lost the plus student plus loans. Anybody here know what those are? Those loans were primarily targeted to poor students, most of whom were attending HBCUs around this country. When those loans were eliminated, black colleges across the country lost hundreds of students at an instant who could not afford to come back and re-register without those loans. Benedict College here lost hundreds of students. SC State lost hundreds of students. Allen lost hundreds of students. And the list goes on and on. And here's the difference. Unlike USC and Clemson, whose student body did not depend on those kinds of loans, these colleges were hit hard with millions of dollars in deficit. I want you to understand what that means. When colleges like SC State and Benedict and Allen and Voorhees and these other colleges are hit with that kind of financial loss, where do they turn? If our community does not step up, if people who care about the education of African-American children don't step up, those colleges and universities are in deep, deep trouble. I need you to commit with me to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do to take care of our own. Am I right about it? If you agree with me, say amen. Now, I want the students here to understand that my colleagues want you to understand that you are not worried. Don't you sweat it. South Carolina State is not going to close. In order to ensure that that happens, we need you. We need you to do what has to be done. We want you to participate in a fundraiser for scholarships. It will be February the 21st, Saturday, February the 21st, at the MLK Auditorium at SC State. It's the Clark Sisters. Y'all know who they are, don't you? They'll be in concert in support of raising money for SC State and scholarships there. It's an opportunity for all of us to dig deep and contribute where it really matters. We want you to know that those of us in the Legislative Black Caucus who are here today are in support of SC State, will fight hard for SC State, and we will see to it that whatever needs to be done to keep those doors open happens. And we need your help to make that a reality. God bless you, and thank you for having us here.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be ours, we will be ours. Oh, oh, oh. No man, no weapon formed against death, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Fears to go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. Once the God, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Moses sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we king pointed to the mountaintop and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is gone, we will be stars. We will be stars. Oh, yeah.
I think most of you recognize where that song comes from. Let me remind you that we have voting tables set up here on the ground, and I hope those of you, the one or two of you that aren't registered to vote, will do so. Reverend Joe Darby did an excellent job of talking about the reason that we have as many problems as we do is because we don't participate in the most significant and the most powerful means of addressing your concerns that you can participate in. And that is the right to vote. As he stated during his comments, it's quite disturbing when we face challenges and we find out that the people who could fix these challenges stayed home on the day of challenge fixing. Last election was very troubling, and you're seeing the results of your trouble today. As we prepare to end this program, I want to mention just a few things that a friend sent me regarding South Carolina State University. And as I read this early this morning, I began to quiver, not from the coldness, but just from the excitement of knowing what this university is doing for the world, not for South Carolina, but for the world. The only Bachelor of Science program in nuclear engineering in South Carolina and at an HBCU. The only Master's of Science degree in transportation and the only Master's Business Administration degree with a concentration in agribusiness in South Carolina. The only Doctorate of Education degree in the state with a concentration in Educational Administration. South Carolina State is ranked third in the nation in graduating minorities with a Doctorate of Education degree. A Bachelor of Science degree in physics with an option or concentration in medical physics. Graduates of this program are prepared to enter employment and in the field or go on to graduate school. And I won't go through all of this, but there is a new Master of Science degree in biorobotics and biofabrication, just 30 miles from here at South Carolina State University. So we can go on forever. This is an interesting reading about the great thing regarding South Carolina State University. And before we hear from Reverend Otis Outing, who will give us the benediction today, I want to share some words, just a small quotation about the power we have and don't use and why we need to start using it for the good of all people as we do. Young man by the name of Thomas Paine many years ago in Hartford, England, a Quaker, fought for the rights of all people to vote. America didn't care for him because he wanted all people to vote, not just some people to vote. Thomas Paine wrote a quote regarding voting and inclusion of all people, and in that he said that the right to vote for representatives is the primary right by which all other rights are protected. To take away this right is to reduce a man to slavery. For slavery consists in being subject to the will of another. He that has not a right to vote for representatives is in this case. If you want to go back to the plantation, stay out of the voting booth. We need all of you to go out and vote. Reverend Odin, the oldest down will come forward now. Friends of the
have it. If you can hear me with all the loudspeakers going on. There you have it. You had some representatives that were in supporting of South Carolina State University speaking of the history, speaking of what they have countered and what and who has come out of South Carolina State University. So if this didn't move you, I don't know what did. So we have a lot of work to do. As I've always stated, and one of the things that I've harped on, the one thing that I've harped on for the longest is that if we don't get out there and vote, we got these people here. I'm just curious to find out who actually voted this past election. So now we have a lot of work to do. Now we have to get out there and we have to fight. And we miss out on opportunities. One thing I can say about my people is that I love y'all, but we wait. We wait too long to react. We let things happen, and then we react. Then we fight, we pray, we fight, we pray. And then here we are. You have to understand how important it is to get out there and vote. Get out and vote. So I'm going to be getting some views from different people along. I have my kids with me. And try to get some interviews from those people that were actually speaking. So, and hopefully they can be on the show this Wednesday. Actually, they will be. I'm claiming it. I'm just live right now. I'm having a show about this on Wednesday.
I'm a bozo. thank y'all for every minute.
Okay, I show you. All right.
Just,
yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome, man. Congratulations.
Okay, now we'll do all that. I became a life member. Just
you're very kind. Yes.
Excuse us, sir. House of Hard Talk Radio. I'm actually going to be having a show about this Wednesday at 9 p.m. House of Harley Talk Radio, the blogtalkradio.com. So I would love to have you on if you're available. This is right here in Columbia. It's a show. It's a show that talks about all the issues, including what's going on in South Carolina State. Wednesday at 9 p.m. 9 to 10:30 p.m. Yes, sir. That's me, Shay Harley, and that's my cell phone number, and that's the show number to call in. Yes, sir. And do you have a card or anything? Okay. Hey, your name is? Pastor Gaither. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This is fine.
You got all the information.
Test.
Building A on my office, 2005 Hampton Street. Building A. I'm sorry. No, I'm a Benedict College grad, but I'm in support of it. Yes. It's a good Good job. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to see if I can get a few words from you. I'm having a show about this on Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Okay.
House of Harley Talk Radio. I gave you the card. So I would love to have you on if you're available. Okay. Yes, sir. Can right now, can we get just a little word for you? Because right now I'm live.
Okay.
This is the mic. And you're just talking to it.
Okay.
That's the mic. So how do you feel about what's going on with Dr.
Well, I feel that we're doing the right thing. Anytime there are things going on in the community that aren't to the satisfaction of the people who are concerned, they need to speak up and speak out. This is good government.
Yeah.
That's what government is supposed to do. One of the reasons we see so many negative things directed toward us is that we're too quiet. We're too silent. Remember Dr. King's letter from the Birmingham jail,
right.
April 16, 1963, where he said he's coming to feel that the people of ill will will have used their time more effectively than the people of goodwill. We got to stop doing that. We have
right.
to be involved in everything that comes to our community. That's
yeah.
the purpose of this.
Okay. Do you think that if for some reason I kind of wait to react to certain things?
Well, people have a lot to do. I'm not going to criticize people for not responding. They have responsibilities.
Yeah.
So whatever those responsibilities are, we need to make sure that when it's time for us to come forward and react, we should do so. I would prefer that we do things all along.
Right.
But some of that is human nature.
Right.
People don't do that. But there is a time when people come together, and we're coming together now to get this process started so that the children at South Carolina State for another 119 years will be treated like decent and respectable human beings.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, sir. We'd like to definitely like, get your information, and I'll get that information right now so that I can definitely have you on. And you're with the NAACP here in Columbia? 609. Okay. I'll definitely be in contact with you. Thank you, sir.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, so definitely. Oh, I just see people that I went to the school with out here. So, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, Harley, Harley Talk Radio. How's it going? I remember y'all. Remember you? I remember we was all in the day hall. Yeah.
For the school, but we need to take account for ourselves as well.
and making sure that we continue to support the college and be able to move forward.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for your word. Take care now. All right. We'll see you. All right. Yeah, I'll see you. So there you have it. There's people still hanging out. I'm still out here. As soon as they said amen, the crowd just dispersed and just left. But I see some people out here that's graduates of South Carolina State University, and definitely going to start interviewing them and getting their viewpoints and how they feel about everything and go from there. God, doggy. See, I see people out here, right? And I was in college. Mr. Robert Getaway, man. Yes, sir, man. I'm live on air. You're like, what are you doing out there? Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, so what's going on? You know we got to hear chat about what's going on. So you can hold this like right to the mic. So you just kind of hold it up close. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Robert Getaway.
Yeah, with South Carolina State.
And I think I was able to hear it now by friends. Everybody called me, yo. I still have love for South Carolina State because he gave me my son. Like, USC. They didn't accept me. Clemson didn't accept me. State took this big head guy in, you know, and, you know, kind of told me what we're doing. So, how do you feel about this?
Again, similar to yourself, South Carolina State was my foundation. When no other school would give me an opportunity, I was able to attend South Carolina State and build a foundation that has gotten me where I'm at today. So I'm forever grateful, but then I'm saddened of all the controversy and issues that are happening right now. So, I got them lifted up and trying to show my support here today as well. So.
Definitely. And it was definitely a lot of support out here. Did you remember? I always talk to people about this because I remember when we were going there, it was like little whispers about turning SCSU into USC Orangeburg.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Do you think this is part of that grand scheme plan?
I do. Close the doors for a year or 2 years, then there will be no other alternative but to have some other school purchase them and make them some kind of extension. So I do, in the back of my mind, think that's part of the grand scheme of what's happening with this legislation.
So we got to say to some of the alumni out there, you know, a lot of people are saying that they don't give enough. Do you think they need to start giving more money to help the school? Or, you know.
So I think it's twofold. I think we as alumni have to give more. I think it's twofold. I think we as alumni have to give more. But we also have to hold the leadership of South Carolina State accountable for managing that money properly.
Right.
As well as the state in providing South Carolina State with the proper funding so that it can do what it was designed to do.
Right.
Because there's a disparity, as we all know, between education of minorities and people that are not so financially blessed. And South Carolina State fills the gap for that. So I do think, again, it's a threefold design that we have to do in regards to the alumni giving back, the state leadership, as well as the South Carolina State leadership.
Right. So there you have it, people. It's about getting out there and supporting the school. Let's not wait to react. Like I said, one of the things that I harp on is that we should definitely get out there and vote. It all starts with voting. Vote right, people. we probably wouldn't have stuff like this going on. And definitely support schools. The Colorado State has produced a lot of people that are helpful out in this community, across the state, across the nine states, across the world. You know, I'm a product of South Carolina State. Anyway, the product of South Carolina State, my brothers, probably South Carolina State University. Closing South Carolina State University is really going to hurt not the only area, also giving hope to young people out there that are looking for their chance to start their college career at a 4-year institution. So I'm gonna take a little break, and then I will be back and check out the song Colorado Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS is fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. The hustle.
But do you think you are?
Damn.
Maybe one
damn
day you'll be
damn
a star.
Damn. Damn. Last scene out of state where I dropped my sling. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, strike. You better learn why I play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got extensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wines and spit vents and slows. But y'all know. Yeah, 'cause you can't knock the hustle.
But until the day say I'm the one who's crazy, 'cause that's the way you're making me be.
You can't knock the hustle. Niggas lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make munchin', lay back munchin', sipping Remy on the rocks. My crew, something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew, I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Waddle off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me? Got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, serve like Sampras. Play fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra. Son, you're too eager, you ain't having it? Good, me either. Let's get together and make this whole world believe us, huh? Admire Raymond, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment. Until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing. Can't knock the way a nigga eating, fuck you even.
I'm just trying to get my eyes.
I'ma be. I'ma be on the next level. I'ma be rocking over that bass treble. I'ma be chilling with my mother crew. I'ma be making all them drills you wanna do. I'ma be up in them A-list flicks, doing one-handed flips. And I'ma be sipping, don't trip, cause I'ma be shaking my head. You gon' be licking your lips. I'ma be taking them pics, looking all fly and shit. I'ma be the flyest chick. I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
I'ma be up in the club, doing whatever I like. I'ma be popping that bubbly, cooling and living that good life. Oh, let's make this last forever. Party and we'll chill together. On and 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 on.
I'ma be rocking like this. What? Y'all niggas wanna talk shit? What? Why don't you put it on the blog, nigga? Rocking like this is my job, nigga. We can't help that we popular, and all these folks wanna flock to us. Come to a show and just rock with us. A million plus with binoculars.
I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good. I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good. Powerful with energy, from the soul we sonically, sending positivity across the globe in 7 seas, take care of our family, rocking shows, making cheese, I'ma be out with my feet, living life, feeling free, that's how it's supposed to be, come join my festivity, celebrate like I'ma be, I'ma be. I'ma be.